Hi, my name is James. I'm a principal PM on the Elastic Scale team for Microsoft, based out of Redmond.
Great. So you've just finished presenting on Azure SQL data warehouses. So how did it go? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was good. Good fun. Ran out of time. Got some good questions, but that kind of, made me run out of time. But yeah, that's the way it goes sometimes.
And you've been a great supporter of SQL Saturday in Dublin over the years. What keeps bringing you back?
It's one of the most fun SQL Saturdays I've been to. I think the organisers, Bob, Carmo and the whole team, do a fantastic job. The city's got a great vibe to it as well, which kind of lends itself to a great community experience for everybody. So I love it. I think it's a great event. It's very well organised.
Great. And do you think that they will ever be able to bring SQL Bits to Dublin?
Do I think they'll ever bring SQL Bits to Dublin? I don't think that is really for me to say anymore. I used to be on the SQL Bits committee. I enjoyed my time enormously, but I think it's for the organisers of that event to do the decision making on that one.
And then, what was the experience like as a past director? Would you do it again?
Yeah, I think it's one of the one of those kind of growth moments that you only get through going through something like PASS. Many of the technology professionals that we work with day in and day out, we work in a very fixed way, very fixed space. And so it's a great opportunity to stretch yourselves, do something that you have no way of experiencing any other way. One of the things that I learned was really about connecting with people from different walks of life, different cultures, different communities, and how to bring a team of people along. I mean, one of the things I used to do, I used to work a lot on my own. And when I was only working on my own, I only had to kind of persuade myself that that's what I needed to do. It's a very different thing when you need to present and represent a community of 140,000 people and a team to help shape the future of that organization. So I found it an incredibly rich and rewarding experience, and I'd encourage anybody to get involved.
Excellent. Chris Testo-Neal, Microsoft Data Platform MVP, and SQL Bits organiser. So perhaps if Ireland wants SQL Bits to come over, shout loud and we'll see what can happen. But I'd like to drill down a little bit, if you don't mind, on Azure Data Warehouse, particularly from the perspective of data warehouse professionals from what you may regard as a traditional background, yeah? We've been familiar with the database engine, we're using SQL Server integration services to extract, transform and load that data.
Yep.
What kind of conversations are you having with customers that you visit that's compelling them to look at Azure Data Warehouse as an option rather than the traditional way of doing data warehouse?
So one of the things around it is people are recognizing that they need to take forward different types of analysis. They need to move into the world of predictive, prescriptive analytics. They want to look at ML. They want to look at things that go beyond traditional business intelligence and data warehousing. So that's the first thing, and it's important to recognize that SQL DW is part of the Cortana Intelligence Suite, and therefore you're embracing not just one thing. SQL DW is often the entry point for a lot of people into that world, but actually they grow rapidly within it. Which is a really kind of, it's really great and rewarding to see that when that happens, because you can see people really kind of immersing themselves in a new world for data. One of the things that I see with on-premise customers is that when they come to like licensing and all the rest of it, they realize that when you are building and buying on-premise, you have to build to the maximum that you think you're going to need in 3 years' time. And you need to license for the maximum. So everything is about sizing to the max. Whereas in SQL DW, we have got that separation of compute and storage, which enables you to scale the compute kind of on demand so that you can massively optimize your spend. And in a number of traditional data warehousing scenarios, where actually the data warehouse is used heavily for ETL load, maybe for 2-3 hours a day, and then may be either inactive or very lightly used during the day, this is a great optimization opportunity. I was speaking to customers all this week in Dublin and having some really great conversations with them. And a lot of people really recognize that the value is being unlocked, as well as having that completely almost like bottomless scalability story that SQL DW provides the customers. So they've got reassurance that they're building on a platform that's going to scale to meet their needs. They're going to access new ways of analyzing and interrogating data, and they're going to get this cost-based optimization as they transform their businesses from a CapEx-orientated business to an OpEx-orientated business and really try and leverage the efficiencies that come with that. So they're the conversations I've been having.
Okay, that's great. From a BI professional's perspective, or a data warehouse professional, is there much skill transitioning required to move from the on-prem to the Azure DW world? Do I have to learn new skills?
There are some new skills, but they're also very T-SQL orientated. It's a very T-SQL orientated space. And so it's certainly an evolution, but not a revolution. I would say you are moving to a scale-out system and things like that. So they're things that people have to take into consideration as part of their movement. But that is normally massively offset by the savings that they can make, and also the fact that they're learning new things, which is never a bad thing.
Excellent. To take full advantage of the massive power of processing,
yeah,
we have Polybase here. Can you explain a little bit about that for the benefit of the viewers of what Polybase, what advantages Polybase can bring to Azure DW, please?
Yeah, so Polybase is a basically, it leverages the scale-out capabilities of the platform and that enables you to directly connect to the compute nodes, to the scale-out layer, so that when you're loading directly into the compute node. So I kind of liken this to having a door to every room in your house being able to be accessed by anybody, right? So you're able to kind of move and load data directly into those rooms, right? So Polybase has enormous performance advantages and scale advantages, as well as the ability to access different formats of data, different Hadoop type style file formats, as well as regular delimited text, so ORC and Parquet, as well as also being able to access that data under massively parallel circumstances. You compare that to something like integration services, where you're really trying to connect everything through the front door, and you're trying to manually generate through copy and paste, in many cases, the parallelism of the system. Whereas rather than that, we enable an engine that does all the parallelism for you. And that's what I would encourage people to think about, is you end up with, in many cases, a much simpler solution as a result, and much more maintainable, manageable platform.
Okay, so to summarise, if you really want to take full advantage of parallelism against Azure DW, you should really be looking at Polybase. And whilst you can connect with SIS, that's not really the preferred method because of the front door, the serial.
Yeah, I mean, what I would say is normally when you're doing a migration, you want to kind of minimise the number of things that you're going to do, and you want to kind of recognise that you're going on a journey.
Yeah.
So you tend to kind of change your connection strings, point them over, get people up and running as quickly as possible. And then when you see things that require optimization, or they can really leverage the platform and really make the most of it, then you can focus on that and see that as an opportunity to learn a new skill like Polybase. So that's how I tend to look at the problem, because, I mean, at the end of the day, even if it's integration services isn't the fastest way, if it's only taking you 10 seconds to load the data, it doesn't really make any difference.
Yeah.
But if
yeah.
you've got a huge data volume that you want to move in, then you're going to want to optimize that, and Polybase is a great platform for doing so.
Thanks, Jay. Appreciate your time.